Sometimes we have these saints in our lives that captivate us for an unknown reason. And for me, I had this great devotion to our saint today, Frances of Rome, many, many years ago, and not sure why. She was kind of like the mother to the city of Rome in the 1400s. She took care of the city in so many ways, the poor, the needy, the sick, the dying. And she's still venerated very, very highly in Rome to this day. Well, only later did I realize that her feast day is March 9th, and that's my mom's birthday. So happy birthday, Mom. But I thought, well, what a gift that she was the mother of Rome, and her feast day is my mom's birthday, and God just lined all this up for a reason. Frances was born to a noble family in 1384, and she wanted to be a nun as a young girl. But like often happens, her parents really kind of turned her aside from that vocation and instead encouraged her to marry Lorenzo Panziani. What a name, huh? Lorenzo. And he was a good match. He was from a wealthy family himself. He was commander of the papal armies. And together, they had a really happy marriage for 40 years. They really, really had a beautiful life together. Three children, Batista, Evangelista, Agnes. And they lived in one of the more wealthy sections of Rome. They had servants. They had everything they needed. Lorenzo had a good career, a high status. They had lots and lots of parties for different friends and social circles. But the thing was, Rome was about to collapse. The city was being overtaken by wars, floods, famines, many plagues, epidemics, people dying in the streets. City was literally being crushed into ruins in certain places by these attacking armies. So it's kind of like, I mean, it's kind of imagine like living in a place like Edina. I used to live in Edina, and the rest of the metro is just like falling apart, and there's this little enclave where things are still a little bit normal, but like everything's turning upside down. That was kind of like Frances. And the question was, what is she going to do? Like, she could hold up, you know, she's got literally military protection from her husband's friends available to her. What's she going to do? Is she going to just hole up and just kind of wait this out? Or is she going to reach out into the city that's hurting and needs care, needs tenderness, needs a mother? There were literally wolves walking through the streets of Rome. That's how bad things had gotten. So Frances, called Francesca in Italian, she decided that she was going to not hole up in a fortress, but she was going to go into the city and care for whoever she could. She got together some of her more affluent friends, and together they would literally bind the wounds of the sick in the hospitals. They would take home their clothes and launder them and bring them back, feed the hungry at their doors. She reconciled people who were enemies, people who hated each other. And she did all this as her husband was very sick and ailing from an injury, almost bedridden at the end. She just saw Jesus in the poor and knew that though she was in this married life and though she had children and though she had a husband, she felt called to give herself in radical sacrifice as this kind of missionary and mother to the city of Rome and to put her resources towards that. Eventually, her husband passed away and she became a Benedictine oblate. And she founded this community of sisters who, they weren't enclosed in the cloister. They would go into the city and, again, help many, many people. But together, they lived this common sisterhood with the Benedictine rule in what's called the Tower of Mirrors, the Tor de' Specchi. I think for ourselves, what we can take away from this is, in this Lenten season, all of us are offering different kinds of sacrifices. Prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Ways that we've said we're not going to hole up and live a comfortable life and live apart from God, but how can I be more converted to the Lord and more generous and more full of the Spirit? And when the Lord takes us to a deep level in that, sometimes he calls us even deeper. I think sometimes we get to Easter after Lent and we're kind of like, okay, Lent is over. And we do feast, we do celebrate. But sometimes we just go entirely back to our pre-Lenten lives, when actually the Lord is calling us to keep some of those practices, to actually go deeper into the sacrifice and the love that we've learned in Lent. Like Francesca didn't just serve the poor needy for like a few months and be like, okay, like that's good enough. I did my duty. I'm going to go back and just be in my little mansion here. She realized that God was calling her even more deeply. She became more like actually a nun in the end than like a wife after Lorenzo passed away. Even her opening collect says, she who lived the singular unity of married life and monastic life. Like God did answer her prayer to become a nun at the end. But she decided to not go backwards, but to keep stepping forwards. And so after this Easter, after we feast and celebrate, are there some things in our lives that the Lord says, yes, I want you to keep that practice. I want you to lean more into that. You know, if you've given something up this Lent that you really find comforting and desirable and you really love, so what if you gave that up the rest of your life as a sacrifice for God? Maybe God's calling some of you to that. Or maybe some of us have taken some kind of weekly practice of generosity or almsgiving. Well, maybe the Lord doesn't want that to end at Easter. Maybe we're meant to continue that, even if it calls more sacrifice and love out of us. I think we should ponder that as we come closer to Easter. What are the things, Lord, that you actually want to remain in my life? How do you call me to lean more into the life of a saint and not just say, well, that was just temporary. I'm just going to go back to normal now. I'm just going to reset. That's true conversion, and that's what truly satisfies. It truly satisfies, and that's why Francesca found her deepest joy in just stepping into what God had for her and not backwards. May she intercede for us today, and may we keep our eyes on Christ, even when things around us seem to be getting worse and not better. Christ is the same today, yesterday, and forever.